Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so first up, we've got some proper nostalgic vibes happening because Disney Channel's The Luck of the Irish is turning 25. Girl, I am aging. Can you believe it's been a quarter century since we were all obsessed with that ginger-haired leprechaun drama? Okay, so this movie is having its anniversary on March 9th, which is absolutely perfect timing right before St. Patrick's Day. And honestly, the universe knew what it was doing. Now listen, if you don't remember this absolute masterpiece, let me refresh your memory because this was peak Disney Channel original movie energy. We had Ryan Merriman being all mysterious and magical, and don't even get me started on the drama of discovering you're part leprechaun. The audacity of keeping that from your own child. But seriously, this movie had everything. Family secrets, magical creatures, teenage romance, and that classic DCOM cheesiness that we all secretly still love. I'm telling you right now, they need to do a proper reunion special because I need to know what happened to everyone. Are they still out there living their best leprechaun lives? Did the romance work out? These are the questions that keep me up at night, darling. Okay, so moving on to some relationship tea, and girl, Kate Hudson is out here serving some truth about modern dating culture. She's basically saying what we've all been thinking, that it's way too easy for people to just leave nowadays. And you know what? She's absolutely right. Kate's been reflecting on this while talking about her Oscar-nominated role in Song Sung Blue. And can we just pause to appreciate that she's still getting Oscar nods? The woman is a legend. But she's saying that back in the day, people actually fought for their relationships. They worked through things instead of just ghosting or whatever it is people do now. I'm screaming because this is so accurate. Like, the moment things get slightly difficult, people are on their dating apps looking for the next best thing. Where's the commitment? Where's the effort? Kate's out here being the relationship guru we didn't know we needed, talking about how important it is to actually fight for love instead of just running away when things get tough. And honestly, coming from someone who's been married to Danny Fujikawa since 2021 and seems genuinely happy, I think she knows what she's talking about. Sometimes you need to hear these truths from someone who's actually living it, you know? Not TMZ trying to make me spend all my money on National Barbie Day. Girl, they are absolutely shameless with this marketing, but also, I'm kind of here for it. They're talking about decorations and movie memorabilia, and listen, after that Margot Robbie masterpiece last year, we are all still living in our Barbie era. The audacity of them saying, if you're still a Barbie girl living in a Barbie world, still? Honey, once you go Barbie, you never go back. That movie changed lives, it started conversations, it had us all questioning our existential crises while wearing head-to-toe pink. But seriously, National Barbie Day is apparently a real thing now, and they want us to celebrate by watching the movie again, buying more pink stuff, and basically emptying our bank accounts, and you know what? I respect the hustle. Barbie has been serving looks and life lessons for decades, so she deserves her day. Though let's be real, every day is Barbie Day when you're living your best life and refusing to dim your sparkle for anyone. That's the real tea right there. Now this is where things get interesting and possibly controversial, so buckle up because we're diving into some casting drama. Lily Collins has been cast in something related to Audrey Hepburn's Breakfast at Tiffany's era, and apparently the fans are not having it. Okay, so from what I'm gathering, this movie is going to focus on a specific period during the 1961 production of Breakfast at Tiffany's, which by the way is absolute cinema history, darling. But here's where it gets spicy. The fans are clashing over whether Lily Collins is the right choice, and now Audrey Hepburn's actual son has weighed in on the situation. Girl, when the family gets involved, you know the drama's real. I mean, can you imagine? Your mom is literally a Hollywood icon, an absolute legend, and then people are arguing about who should portray that era of her life. The pressure, the opinions, the audacity of strangers having feelings about your family. But let's talk about Lily Collins for a second because, I can kind of see it. She's got that classic elegance thing going on, those gorgeous eyebrows, and she's proven she can handle period pieces. Plus, she's not trying to be Audrey Hepburn. She's portraying a specific time period, which is completely different energy. Though I do understand why fans are protective. Audrey Hepburn is untouchable in so many people's minds. She's grace, she's elegance, she's Moon River and croissants outside Tiffany's at dawn. Those are big shoes to fill, and honestly, maybe they're unfillable. But that doesn't mean we can't have interesting stories about that era of filmmaking. I'm actually curious to hear what Audrey's son specifically said, because family perspective hits different, you know? Like, he knew her as a person, not just as this untouchable icon we all worship. His opinion actually matters in a way that random internet drama doesn't. But also, can we acknowledge that this casting conversation is happening at all because people care? Like, yes, it's messy, and yes, people have strong opinions, but it's because Audrey Hepburn's legacy still matters so much that we're all invested in getting it right. That's actually quite beautiful when you think about it. The real question is, will this movie actually be good? Because casting drama aside, we need a compelling story that honors that incredible era of Hollywood. And honestly, if they nail that, the casting controversy will be forgotten faster than last season's trends. Girl, speaking of trends, can we just appreciate how all of today's tea is somehow connected? We've got Disney nostalgia making us feel ancient. Kate Hudson dropping relationship wisdom like the elder millennial queen she is, Barbie continuing her world domination, and Hollywood still arguing about who can fill legendary shoes. It's like the entertainment industry is having an identity crisis, and we're all just here for the drama. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!